Hi, everyone. I'm Lori Gaitman. Hi, everyone. I'm Lori Davis, and you're listening to The Lori Davis Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Just a few little technical challenges today, but we're here live. And today I'm excited to welcome our special guest, Wes Williams, longtime entrepreneur. I call him Super Dad and health enthusiast. And I don't know what all we're going to talk about today. Are you there, Wes? Welcome to the show.
I'm here, Lori. It's always a pleasure. The technical just gives you a little bit of sitting time.
That's right. Get our thoughts together. Well, we have two or three ways I can get in here, so that's always positive. And I'm not sure what took place, but that's all right. We're here. So how are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm at work, and it's always good to touch base, Lori, because it gives me a chance to sit down and kind of review some of the stuff that I've done in my life. And I thank you for this opportunity to share.
Well, you're very welcome. And of course, later in our call, we're going to talk a little bit about business and COVID and all of that. But just for our listeners who haven't had the pleasure of hearing any former interviews, would you take a few minutes just to share a little bit about your journey, whatever it is you're comfortable sharing? Over to you, Wes. It's your turn here. Over to you.
Well, my journey is I'm a 30-year, I always call it a veteran hairdresser. I guess I say that because the average lifespan of a hairdresser is 10 years, and that's what they told us when we went into school. And yet I knew it would be life commitment because I love the industry. But over the years, with all the changes that take place, and especially with the COVID, it really is a challenge for to find yourself. A lot of the stuff I was doing, like off my tower, I was having to put on hold. But I know that being a hairdresser, years ago I had some health challenges myself, and I found myself without good health. And doctors recommended probably about 15 years in that, hey, you have to quit this industry. So what I did is I looked at, you know, the chemical that is in, and they say hairdressing along with welders and I think what painters probably are the hardest hit with with health disorders and especially with lungs. So what I did is I ventured into looking for a healthier way to live. And what I've done is I brought a tower garden into my business. And one of the things that I know I grew up with on a farm where we always had lots of food. And I still can't believe how over the years, because of the love of the industry and also having a huge client base, I would find myself saying, well, I'll eat at the end of the day because I don't want to be off schedule. And I didn't have the discipline to, in my opinion, to say, hey, no, because when you love what you do, it was a fun day. And I still think back to the 12-hour days I used to cut, and I didn't always schedule it. My lunch was the client that canceled, which always didn't happen. So anyway, I found myself with health. So I tower garden in. Now I have discipline because the tower is there. The more you pluck it, the more you eat off of it, the more it grows. So I now have what I call lunch hour colors, and I do salads with my clients, and I just find that the tower has been a really good way to have a healthier part and sustainable. So 30 years of doing hair, and I believe I'm just getting started.
Wow. So a lot of my listeners would have no idea. What is a tower garden? So can you be more specific about that?
Yes, I would love to. A tower garden is an aeroponic growing system. I've always said it was a state-of-the-art technology. And, you know, going back to when I was a kid, my mom, when sliced bread came in to play with 8 kids, she always said, this is the best thing since sliced bread. And I think that the tower garden coming into our home has given us the convenience. So with the tower garden, I know I'd love to share all that, but one of the things, it's a self-watering, no dirt, no weeding. And when I told my wife I was investing in a tower garden, it was like, well, you know, one more project, you know, you're always doing something. And yet with research now, it's like her best friend because of no dirt, no weeding. It basically has trace minerals from the earth that are organic, as an A and B tonic. Mm-hmm. So you just pop those tonics in. The seedlings grow out of rock wool, and the rock wool is organic volcanic ash, so it's all natural. 30% more produce, and three times as fast. 90% less water. So it's very environmentally friendly. And get this, you get three crops of the year, 365 days of the year, provided that you're using it, working with it. And like my son, it's a no-brainer. He said that, Dad, we have no excuse not to have our salads, because he's a big salad buff. I always jokingly say that the Tower Garden allows a person to change their DNA because I know I'm not supposed to say that kind of stuff, but it definitely changes your DMO, which is your daily method of operation. You're not running out to get a head of lettuce or get something to make a meal. I make my breakfast with it, and I take 5 to 6 different herbs off of the tower, and I mix it up with an egg, and I've almost become, I used to be a huge meat lover, and now I don't have to have the meat as my main. I can start with plant, and then I can add whatever I need to, whether it be a little bit of, like sometimes I'll add, fruit, like a strawberry, and I'll find myself eating more variety. Do think that, when I left home this morning, I said to my wife, I said, what has the Tower Garden done for you, and what would you say? And she said, well, let's keep it simple here. You know that it's the most convenient thing we've ever had in our home. I know that I love it, but she said, the biggest thing is that she said, we didn't go to Mexico this year, and I can walk into that room and I can hear the sound of running water. It takes me to a relaxation mode. So you've got lights and you've got water with a pump. So the pump will actually, it goes on
Good afternoon, Wes. For some reason, somebody doesn't want me talking with you today.
Well, that's pretty amazing.
I can't believe it. My call dropped and everything's good. Internet's good. I'm on the phone. I'm not sure what's happening.
Well, sometimes, what did the president or a company said, that when there's interference or hardship, there's prosperity. So I would love everyone to hear about how great the Tower Garden is. So let's just move forward. I was wondering if I maybe was over speaking and our time was limited, but.
So. No, you just take your time. We'll just, I think what we'll do is just share what we can, and then we can always do a retake as well. So.
That's perfect.
Yes.
Anyway, like I was saying, my wife.
Yeah.
Had said that she, the fact that we didn't go to Mexico, she loves the sound of the running water, and the lights are like light therapy, because they're a high tech LED light that actually lights up a room, and they're on several hours a day, and mm-hmm. they go off at night so the neighbors can sleep. But the technology has really changed our home life. I find that the education that the tower. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Yeah. The education that it's offered are, because when I brought the Tower Garden into the business, my wife had said that, we should have one at home. So we invested in two, we got three at home now. And it has changed our life, mostly for the convenience of being able
mm-hmm.
to have everything ready at your fingertips. It's off the kitchen. Our son has actually been able to work with us. My wife and I are partners in a home-based business
mm-hmm.
with the Juice Plus company. And what we do is, we set up towers. We do the extra, because I find a lot of people, like anything, everybody wants everything just to be delivered and set up. So we've been doing
mm-hmm.
some of that. My
mm-hmm.
son has been very instrumental in helping out. He's set up several in schools. And the nice thing about when setting it up in a school, he sets up a team of five students to lead the project with a teacher that is part of the support system. So we've set up several, probably 8 or 9 in schools, and I'm anticipating with the changes that are coming with our you know, change of the COVID, the environment, that more people will see the value. And our son loves it. He always says,
good.
He says his goal is to eventually have a tower garden farm and be able to teach young people the importance of the value of having homegrown produce right in your home, keeping it simple.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Listen, Wes, we have to take a little break. We have a caller here. Somebody must have a question, so I'm just going to welcome them. Of all days for us to have a caller. Good afternoon.
Hi there. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Hello.
My name is Dr. Raffi, and I will be your doctor today. And yes, I am a real doctor. So tell me, what brings you in today? Okay, so you want to get your ears checked and just your eyes checked. Good. Okay, I know how those work. Perfect. So you've never been here before. So just to get started.
We were hooked into another show. Boy, something is really going on here today. I don't even know who this person is calling about us.
Sound like a medical doctor.
Has a show, and we were in there.
He has his own show.
I think we hooked in.
Well, Lori, I always say that nothing is by chance. And basically, sometimes when there's opposition and, you know, interference, it just tells us we're doing the right thing. I think
that's right. Sharing
the tower and what it's done for a family has been, and what it's done for my business. I find that I'm a hairdresser, but yet what I do, and I want to just kind of explain that when I brought the tower garden in, I thought it was going to be something that would do for to help me because I needed to eat better. Then I realized as I was sharing with clients when they had their color on, I would say to them, you know, can I show you my tower? And I said, I'd like to make you a salad. So I started out doing tower tasting. And then as I developed that, I found that more people, I got into saying that, can I make you a salad? And just the joy of actually seeing people eat, I designed it with a smaller fork, with everything organic, whatever I had to supplement. At first, it was just, you know, the taste the lettuce. Then I realized that really it's about, why do people not enjoy greens and lettuce? It's because it's not prepared for them with taste. So what I started doing is I took the leaves of the lettuce and I'd make it, and then I'd add my other vegetables to it. And I customized the salad according to the person. I asked enough questions to say, you know, what do you love about salad? Some people say they don't like them. And I know one day I had a client in the chair that said that she had gone through major, radiation chemotherapy, and she said, you know, I've got to the point, Wes, when you talk about food, I don't really want to be bothered. She said, I don't know what I like anymore. I'm never really hungry. And I said to her, well, you know what, let me just do something for you, because I've always had a passion to serve for people. And I think that, you know, being able to do things that are just not the average, you know, as well as hair.
Mm-hmm.
I went in the back room and I brought roses to the salon that day from her front yard. So I thought, even if she doesn't need it, I just want to give her something, showing her that I understand that, yes, this is real. You know, you've gone through major health concerns. I know what it was like because I was there myself, where the doctor said you'd never return to work. I know what it's like to be sick. And I thought, I'm just going to do this act of kindness. And I walked into the front room. She had told me one time she loved cheesy. So what I did is I did up this beautiful salad. I put cheesies in it, and I put this rose on top of it on the side. And she looked at it, and she said, what have you done? And I said, well, you know, even if you can't eat it, at least you can look at it. And she said, well, now that you've made it. And what I realized is a lot of people say no because they don't want to inconvenience people. I'm not a restaurant. I don't want to be a restaurant. What I want to be is to be able to experience the difference. So she took that salad and she said, she ate the whole thing. And then she said, put the rose aside. She said, is there any chance I could take the rose home? And I said, absolutely. And she said, you know, I can't believe I got to the point I didn't know what I wanted to eat. And yet when you serve this, it was so good. And that's what's nice about the lettuce off the tower and the other produce. It has taste because of how it's grown. You know, it was trace minerals from the earth, organically grown, and very dense in nutrition. So she ate that salad, and that told me something. That day I said, you know what? I'm going to do this for more people. I'm going to do this because I want to educate that a lot of people say they don't like because of maybe their own experience, because of what they've had. I mean, you go to a garden and you take lettuce that's been pounded on by sand and rain and water and maybe bugs, and it's bitter, it's tough. But the lettuce off the tower is like baby lettuce. So the thing is, that day it told me that I needed to do more. And on my journey of helping myself, I brought in a lymphatic foot spa detox to the business because I needed to cleanse my body. And I didn't realize that a lot of times when people have gone through major health, especially with chemical breakdown in my body, I still had chemical in my body. And I was taught through a woman that sells the foot spa detox. It's a lymphatic foot spa detox with the Platinum Energy System. So when I learned, when I found out that I could actually cleanse my body and have a better taste on what things taste like, because when I went through my chemical breakdown, I lost a lot of my own taste in my taste buds and my senses. So doing the lymphatic foot spa changed my whole perspective on how I felt about food. So then I started saying, well, you know, I got to teach people that, hey, you know, it's what you put on the salad that maybe is not the best for you. So then I brought in oils, and I brought in, you know, ones that would keep your body at more of a pH. So when people would come in for the foot spa, I'd say, I have to make you a salad. And what I did, I would do a pH on the person, show them their pH, do the lymphatic foot spa detox, feed them different things from the tower, and show them how with an organic tea that is detoxifying, I could bring their pH up by 2 levels.
And
the education and even relaxation. Like, a lot of people don't know that. I mean, years ago, we're trying to do this more as a family, but when you make a meal, it's sit down and have conversation rather than, you know, we have an old farmhouse that we go to on the weekends, and we have meals out there, and there's no TV in our society. Mm-hmm. Like last week when my daughter said, well, when I'm at home doing home studies, she said, most kids stay in their bedroom, they've got a TV, and they've got all the things in their room so that they're able to do all their homeschooling or their homework. And we don't have a TV out at the farm. So basically you get a chance to digest the food, and you get a chance to sit at a table and relax, whether it's the scenery outside, just the peace.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you come in to have a foot spa detox, and everything off the tower that I can do, sometimes I supplement with stuff that I can't grow in the tower. Everything on the tower grows from the external. You can't grow carrots. Anything that grows into the base of it has to be all external plants. But I find that people get a chance to sit down, and I serve a small fork, and I share with them that my dad used to say, okay, you kids, quit eating so quick. You know, enjoy your meal. Quit rushing. And I used to always think that, you know, what did my dad know? But why is it that we've gone so far away from, you know, the quality time that's meant to have a meal? So I teach people, take your time. The foot spa detox is it's a 30-minute treatment. Then I do a 10-minute massage, and then we talk about their health. And I tell them, you've got at least 30 minutes to eat that salad. And it's done in a martini glass. And for those that are coming on a regular basis, we usually transition into maybe a glass of wine, something so we can actually relax and enjoy that time. So I always say that value added is what I've been able to achieve by bringing the tower in. I never would have thought. I don't think I would have actually went as far as to, if I wouldn't have had everything in-house, like when you've got the ability to abundantly share, whether it be basil. And recently I've been taking my son's jams that we do organically from the farm, and I put them on a cracker with basil and maybe some dill, and I pop another, whether it be sometimes an oyster into it, some cheeses, and maybe a raspberry on top of raspberry, fresh raspberries on top of raspberry jam. And I'll serve these to people and their finger food, and people will say, you know, these are so good, and it's filling. Because when you're eating nutritionally dense food, it doesn't take as much to fill you, but also your stomach gets to catch up with the fact that you're nurturing the body by eating rather than pushing yourself on a time frame. So it's all about giving back quality and all the things that I didn't do for me as a hairdresser.
Right.
But I do feel that I've really been blessed to be over 30 years cutting hair, serving the what I love to do, but also now I can give more of a value added. And I know I've shared with you before that I can't wait till I'm able to do it, because sometimes, you know, we can talk and share, but it's being in the moment. It's actually being in the in the time where you know, you can actually sit, look someone in the eye and actually do recommendations. And I'm not a reflexologist, but I've been to enough of them that in my years of health recovery, I've been to probably 15 different reflexologists, and I've always been the type of person, like my son says, you know, Dad, I just want to learn by doing. And that's kind of who I am. I've learned how to take a little bit of this, a little bit of that. The martini glass came about when I was at a conference in New York, and we walked into an event, and they handed us a martini glass and said, hold on to your glass. It's going to be your best friend this whole evening, because it'll be your first drink of the day, and it's going to be your salad. It's going to be your entrees and your dessert. And then at the end of the night, you just dropped it at the other end. But I found that I thought to myself, you know, it's these events that basically, and our experiences that we need to actually bring back into your own life. And everything happens for a reason. I've been serving the martini, and when I turned 50, I did a martini call, and I asked my clients to bring in martini glasses for me. So I have martini glasses that I could do a lot of serving, and it just takes one for each client. But it's nice to have that. It's nice to have the experience. I'm looking forward to when you're in our wonderful Saskatoon that you can come and I can offer you that.
I can hardly wait. So let's talk a little bit about COVID and the business and what you're seeing with your clients through this whole thing. I think that's, you know, important to talk about, because people are now feeling like they're the only ones, or I'm the only one feeling this way. So just from your perspective, I know it has impacted any kind of service business. I considered my hairstylist essential services, but nobody else did. So over to you just to talk a little bit about what you're seeing in regards to your clients, and then maybe some comments about our young people, because you do have two children. So, and what's going on for them, not them specifically, but our young people at large. So let's just have a chat about that, Wes. Over to you.
Well, I think the COVID has been a big impact on a lot of businesses. I know that as a hairdresser, I consider myself an essential service, even though we had the 2-month shutdown. Now what I do is I basically, you know, I meet each client and make sure they're comfortable. So we're wearing the mask. Not alert, you know, the food portion has unfortunately been put on hold. But what's nice is still value added. You know, at first they thought it was, where is this virus coming from? As I reopened, I still grow the towers. Part of it went to waste, but as I reopened, I started giving out like basil and saying, can I offer you this because it's a part of my service? And it's been really powerful, because until you experience it, taste it, and know that it's something that should be I think not in every home. I believe that a family of four, it will feed a family of four, and you know, quite plentifully, if depending on what your likes are. But I found it's been very beneficial for the fact that I have more than one way like to run the business. Having the tower here hasn't been profitable, but people do purchase. And the nice thing about it that it's been another stream of income to keep the business alive. I'm probably down, you know, anywhere from 45 to 60% in service due to it. I still do the foot spa detox, because I'm just limited to what I can do when it comes to serving the food. But, you know, I think that if I didn't have the more than one stream of income coming in from my door, wouldn't probably be open. And that's the reality. I own my building, still have a high overhead, even though, and I always say that I'm so blessed that I had the tower in my business. So the time and energy I put into it, I used to think, well, you know, why am I doing this? Sometimes when people reject it, or I don't eat salad, I'm not interested in a salad. I moved into offering it on a cracker, because you meet people where they're at. And yeah, it's probably, I went back to work on the 19th of May for my 60th birthday. And it was probably one of the most challenging different days of my life, where I've always considered myself, I've been a dreamer. I'm mostly a power positive person. But when I walked in that day, it wasn't where I wanted to be. I had booked a trip to Mexico, and that didn't happen. So yeah, the COVID has changed people's lives to the point that they need to focus on what's available for them. And that's what I do. When I do a hair, I say I'm doing better haircuts than I've ever done before, because I don't have as many clients. It's like starting over with the technical that I never had in the beginning. But when I introduce, and I now have time to say, you know, are you concerned about your health? Because when it comes right down to it, vaccines, no vaccine, it's about what's happening in you. So it's time to look inward. Mm-hmm. It's time to look at what you can do to build the immune system. I had no immune system. I think I was at the age of 35, and the immune system was shot. Doctor said, we don't know what's going to happen next, because look at the damage you've done. They thought at the time it was drugs. But the bottom line is, you can rebuild the body. You can have defense by eating properly. And so what I've done is I've focused more on the fact that I quit educating on what people need to do. It's what are you prepared to do? I'm not here as a hairdresser to tell you that you need to eat, but I can see what's happening to the body, and you have to have a solution. And not everyone is willing to do that change, but I think the COVID's pushed families, pushed us to the limit at home. Yeah, sometimes, you know, all of a sudden you're four people in home. I've always been away, and I spend downtime with the kids when I'm not working. But now you're dealing with your own, what I consider the living. It's like when you go on a holiday, all of a sudden you're living, you're making decisions together, because you're together. So it's brought families to a point where they need to look at, you know, how are they going to survive, and not take on the fear. My favorite saying that I've always said is that, who are you, guided by love or controlled by fear? And if you love the temple of the body and you're willing to actually take care of it, the Tower Garden's done that. It's actually given us the ability to, a reminder that, hey, when you take the responsibility to grow something, you're going to maintain it, and you're going to reap the benefits. Mm-hmm. Like having that ability to go right into a second room of your home and eat highly concentrated whole food nutrition. So in my business, I find that when people come in, I'm offering that as education, not as a way of and consultation to, you know, could we put something into your home? It's not for everyone. There is the Juice Plus that's already growing for you, and it's in a capsule through the same parent company. So I've been able to meet the needs of people. And I think that when people are ready for the change, I'd love to see more people putting them into their homes so that they can, and having that support, whether it be every school have them. But other than that, I really feel that I feel that the business has totally changed. And if I didn't have this, I probably wouldn't be as positive about the outcome of where we're going to go. The hairdressers are not, they're not knocking at the door to come and look for employment. And I think a lot of businesses are in that frame. I think a lot of, I think people are going to change through it. So they're going to look at ways that they can now help themselves, whether it be growing a garden and having a garden at home, being, I think, being more, less consumered.
Right.
Self-sustaining.
So if I wanted more information about a garden or how to get a garden or whatever, I should have asked you this initially. How do we contact you, or how do we get in touch with you in order to pursue that?
Well, there's because I have a home-based business, I do have a website. It's wes.towergarden. So wes.towergarden.ca. And that's my Tower Garden website, which is part of my home base and my in-salon base for the tower.
Mm-hmm.
I have an email at westw@southtel.net. You can also reach me at area code 306-221-3666. And for those who like to leave, you know, messages at a business or drop in, I do tower talk and tower tasting at the salon. And that's something that I think when things open up right now in Saskatchewan, we're, you know, I really believe that it's going to be the best year of our life because we've gone through the worst of it. Now we have to see how we're going to execute our own change. But my work number is area code 306-652-2020. And so those are the main ways of, but the West Tower Garden would be a way to do your own research. It's, this company has offered something that I believe is the way of the future. And the fact that the world is in need of knowing that we need to get back to maybe the basics of life, where you grow and you become more self-sustaining, supplement your, I know as a family and even clients have said that the ones that have invested in the towers, a lot of times you just need that catalyst for change in the morning. Sometimes now I take time to make an ideal breakfast, and the COVID's made it easier because it isn't easy to run to, but I put them on, if you wanted to check out, it's Wes Williams as a Facebook page. And I do, I've got a multitude of breakfasts that I made, and I don't want to really be a cook, but what I want to do is I want to share the simplicity of how we can live healthier and more fulfilled by taking the initiative. The creativity comes from above. I think that God gives creativity. Everybody has it.
Uh-huh.
More you exercise your own abilities and step outside the box, not saying, well, it won't be good, it won't be that. Every time I do something, I learn from it. That's part of the hair industry thing. I thank my parents that they offered this kind of a background. Is like my mom said, well, you know, would you help in the garden? And I took everything in life back then as an opportunity, because when you're young, and that's where the chances for young children, when I saw my son set up a tower garden at one of the schools to some of the students that were, you know, highly special, they were special students, and they were there. When I saw them light up and ask Benjamin questions, and how they all of a sudden realized that they could be a part of it. So I think that the world is changing, and we need to be engaged. We don't have that ability when it comes to the way structures are set up. If you live in a condo, you live in a... It's our yards are not designed for growing.
No, that's
but
right.
Those things will change. They are going to change somewhat, but our young people... When I hear that people live in communities where they pay $1.50 or $5 for a head of lettuce, this is ideal. Like, there's no reason why people should be living and not having opportunity, because when you're eating plant-based, and this is something that they're going to come out of it, why did the COVID affect more people, some people more than others? And they're saying now it's vitamin D, but your food is your immune system. And it's what's in that's going to give you the ability to absorb, and that they're natural, naturally cleansing the body. So when the body is able to absorb, and why isn't it absorbing? But when you look at people that live in, you know, up north rural communities that don't have the nutritional base behind them, and they wonder why there is a virus that's affecting their their lung. So it's
you know, our institutions, you know, it's all processed food, and it's all, you know, so all of our long-term care facilities, hospitals, you know, when they serve a meal, I mean, it's the nutritional factors not there.
Yeah. And until you've gone through a chemical breakdown, as I have, I can now taste it in the food. I can, my wife will say, well, you know, the kids let us know when they're ready to have a foot spa detox. We don't, there's no reason my children should have to be having them, because it is about cleansing out the you know, the lymphatic and working on tissues and allowing, you know, if you've got muscular pain and, you know, damage to the body. But our kids will know when they're ready for one, and they don't have them very often. But I can tell, I know my wife will call me and say, I can taste something like off in my mouth, and it's in our food. And this is a fact. Like, I mean, it's a known fact. So what I'm doing in my business is just not one thing, but it actually is a full circle. And the more you do, and the more you cleanse the body, the more you eat, the more energy you have, it gives mental clarity. And I my heart always goes out to the people who don't have the opportunity. I mean, to know that we waste so much, and we have a climate that we can have in our own climate, because our winters are not good for, but we can't grow outside.
That's right.
So the Tower Garden
offers
that.
Yes. So let's talk a little bit about not having, I know for me, as a woman who likes to take care of herself, not being able to get to my hairstylist, not being able to get my hair cut, not being able to look after myself the way I normally would with my pedicures and my nails and all that kind of stuff, I know how that has impacted me. Not that all my value is tied up in that, but at the same time, I'm sure you've seen some things with your clients where going to our hairstylist and taking care of ourselves is, in fact, an essential service.
It is, and that's been my word since day one, and I've shared that with different, you know, medical people like doctors that, you know, with that are clients of mine, not just hair. They come in and buy different products. But yeah, I really think back in wartime, they subsidized the hair salons to keep the emotional well-being intact. And we learned that in school, so it's a fact. They did. The government subsidized hair salons to stay open in the midst of a war, so that people would maintain their emotional health and well-being. And I find that's the biggest challenge that I've had. Probably this year, I've had to get over myself. I think we all have egos. We all have, you know, even though we have a passion, you kind of want things to go right. You create an atmosphere. And all of a sudden, my clients are coming back to me, and there's no atmosphere. I'm not in charge of the atmosphere. It's about, did you clean this? This has been clean. I'm afraid of this. I don't want to die. And all the things that I heard, I started internalizing and thinking, you know what? Is this really real? Like, I mean, and I know the virus is real, but the body also has to not be stressed in order to, so I think, and I won't get into how I really feel, but I do know that people that are coming in, they're coming in after 7 months of not having a haircut, and that what I see on their face, you know, it's probably the biggest time that I could have got hugs, but, you know, we weren't allowed to do that. People were so appreciative because I turned myself around and said, okay, Wes, what is my role? If I really do have a passion for this hair industry, why do I have such an attitude towards, you know, I want to be able to do your hair and I want to be able to talk. And is this, you know, how, how much protection do we need? And it is very difficult when people don't open up. Just cut my hair. So, and there's no relationship back and forth, because as a hairdresser, we're here to actually make sure that you're able to work with the hair after. And it's just not a mechanical, it's not a hair magician.
Yes.
But I found that people were not as focused. They were coming in because it was not because they were positively charged to come and have the haircut. It was about, well, I have to do this. And
yes.
I do find that when it comes right down to it, the more that you actually let things slide, the easier it is to be in a backsliding position. So I found that I've talked to people that haven't had a haircut for 6-7 months, and they said, you know, I'm just letting it grow. I'm chopping the bangs, and I don't really, right now I don't want it. And they've got their own personal. So they've got a personal. Other people have come in and maintained themselves more than they've ever done before because I'm available. And
right.
I can spend an hour and a half on a haircut, and we sit, when we were allowed to sit at a distance, we're done, we'd sit and visit. So I think there's been a multitude of, you know, people are having to deal with, you know, where they're at. And if you love staying home and you've been a partially an introvert, you're going to be more of an introvert because you've been given permission. I think people need to come in and put it all aside. I had a client call a week ago, and she said, I've been calling all over. I've been coming to you for 25 years, but she said, I don't think you do home business and home visits. And I said, you never called, but I said, now that you've asked, she said, my daughter tells me I should be doing this. I should have somebody into the house. And I said, well, you know what? I know what your daughter's thinking, that she thinks maybe she has to protect you. But I said, if you come in, you can wear your mask. You'd be wearing it in your home. I can come to your home. But I said, the thing is, you need to come out because you've come here for 25 years. I want to offer you, I'll meet every requirement necessary. And, you know, at the end of the night, she stood at the front and she said, I just feel amazing. And I'm so glad that you didn't take me the wrong way when I was so, she was very abrupt. And it was like, you don't do this and you don't do that. And I've been coming for 25 years and I just can't believe. And I said, so why would you not want to come to see me? Can you give me a reason? And she said, I don't know. I've just been told I shouldn't. I think that being able to be humble and to not gain it, because we're all on edge, and I've been there. Through the year, I've actually sat down in the day and thought, you know, how did this happen? How am I going to ever recover as a business? And then I looked at what I did. So what's happening today is not about what we did yesterday. It's about what we did 3 to 5 years ago. And that comes for health. It takes time for even with our rebuilding our health. If a chronic illness hits, it'll take up to 10 years to reverse that. So,
wow.
And that comes to health, and that's coming through some of our Juice Plus doctors that have shared how they, you know, you take something, but you have to, it's just not about Juice Plus. It's about water. It's about exercise. It's all the things that you need to actually attach to and do on a consistent basis to get you to the plateau that you need to be at. And then you just keep moving from there. So with my business, I believe that if I wouldn't have brought in, you know, had my own health experience and brought in the Juice Plus to help me with my daily living, my health, so I could actually cope, get off my medications, because medications were just causing more trouble. And I never knew that where the sinus issue was. And mine was, I was allergic to off-gassing chemical from cigarettes. Went through two major surgeries to find that out. The two surgeries didn't help, and my condition was still there. And then I met the Juice Plus hairdresser that shared with me about Juice Plus, and I got in. And 6 months later, I was off my all my meds, and you know, I'm back. And I spent 5 years without doing any color, and I'm back doing color, and I'm able to do it because why? I've been able to clean the body, to prevent myself from being fatigued. Because when you overdo anything, that's when illness set in.
That's
so a lot of clients
cool.
say that. Hope I answered that. They're coming in.
Yes.
I think they need to come in, and we should, whether it's wartime. I think people need to treat themselves, and it's one area of our life that, whether it's a color, it's how it makes you feel.
That's right.
And what it does for the
That's right.
for the emotional well-being.
That is
I think
totally
we need to structure,
super correct.
Even restructure, we probably need to restructure our salon so that we have more space anyway. I have a 900-square-foot salon, and all of a sudden I find that it's empty, but I'm doing something different in each room, whether it's making a salad, doing a foot spa on one, cutting hair off the front.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the space that's there, and if that's where the world has come to, I know the last time I went to a restaurant, I took my daughter out, we were the only ones in the whole area on the one side.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt special because, you know, it was
yeah.
a great experience.
Yeah.
And yet I love people
All right.
and I want to be here.
Yes, I know. Me too. That's the thing I miss. So, Wes, our time is up, and I just want to thank you so very much, and I apologize for all the interruptions. I think my dog even barked during our interview, but we got through that. I'm devastated that my dog barked. And
not to worry, because sometimes when it comes to sharing and stuff like that, nothing is in a perfect world. We strive for excellence, not perfection.
That is
and that's
correct.
Always been my motto,
or we still wouldn't be here.
But leaving,
so thanks
leaving
for taking
those,
time.
Well, thank you. And if anybody wants to, if they are listening and they want to touch base, I would love to explain anything that I said, because sometimes when there's so much in my head and what I'm doing that I'm not sure if I covered all the bases and answered the questions where they were needed. But if there's any other ones, come and we can have a one-on-one. And we
mm-hmm.
can share, and if we can help in any way, because it's the changing times that we have to cope with.
That's right. Yes. Well, thank you very much, and we'll be putting your show up on our Facebook page, and then we can share it with others. And I thank you so much for your patience and for being here. I know your schedule's hectic. You're a parent. You're a businessman, and you're a health enthusiast, and you're many many things to many many people. So. I appreciate you taking time to be with me today, Wes. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you. And I look forward to having that one-on-one and treating you for all the good that you've done for others.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Coming from me.
All right.
And I thank you.
No, go ahead. Did you have something else?
No, I was just going to, I said thank you, and I look forward to seeing you. And it's got to be It's got to be in 2021 because we missed a whole year, Lori.
I know.
Time to do catch up.
I know. Absolutely. Okay, Wes, thank you so very much, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Blessings.
Okay. My guest today, Mr. Wes Williams, here on the Lori Davis Show. A few little technical difficulties today, a dog barking, but, you know, it's life. And I couldn't have had a better person to be on with me during all of that chaos, because Wes is extremely patient and a positive thinker and understands life. So I'm really appreciative of that. And tomorrow I will be interviewing Dr. Angelica Christie, someone else who has similar philosophies as Wes and myself, all about wellness. But Dr. Christie focuses on supporting women over 50. So she's just getting ready to launch a new book on relationships, and I look forward to speaking with her tomorrow at 11 a.m. Mountain Time tomorrow for our live show. All of the shows are recorded and put up on the Lori Davis Show Facebook page, so if you want to go in and re-listen and get contact information, that's the way to do it. Bye for now, and talk soon.